Companies in California are preparing for the state's tough new privacy law, whatever it ends up saying. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, Demystifying the Digital Economy. I'm Molly Wood. Last year, California passed the California Consumer Privacy Act, which requires companies to be more careful in the way they handle consumer data. It doesn't go into effect until next year, and it's still very much a work in progress. Big tech companies have been proposing almost constant changes to the law since it passed, while on the other side, privacy advocates are pushing for even more teeth. But however the final law is written, companies also have to work on compliance, which is clearly confusing and can also be costly. On these topics, we'd like to check in with Jessica Lee, a partner at the law firm Loeb & Loeb. She said some companies are plowing ahead while others are trying to remake things in their favor.
So I see two tracks. Because there is a lot of movement on the legislative front, some companies are directing their efforts at engaging in, you know, lobbying activities, whether on the state level or trying to push the federal government to pass federal privacy legislation, which, you know, in the ideal world for these companies would preempt California. Other companies are at least trying to get started, understanding that they might have to pivot or change or update some of the specifics about how they implement.
What was the overarching goal? What does it require companies to do?
This is really a bill that focuses on regulating the collection and then the transfer of personal data. And there's a definition of sale. So there are a lot of language around restricting the sale of personal data. And sale is defined very broadly. So where you and I might think of sale as, you know, giving data in exchange for cash or some other monetary value, this could be, you know, sharing, transferring, disseminating orally, you know, an electronic copy for both monetary consideration or other valuable consideration. So this really impacts a lot of data sharing deals that aren't really data broker deals, but they're deals where data is provided and the recipient gets some value from having it. For example, being able to improve their algorithm. So the definition is fairly broad. And I think the goal was really to kind of lift the cover on what happens online, which does involve a lot of data sharing, and to require companies to, you know, make more prominent notice about the fact that they're engaging that kind of data sharing and give consumers the option to opt out, to have information deleted, corrected, et cetera.
So I feel like the obvious example here is how Facebook is able to say truthfully that it does not sell user data, but that answer to that question of what happens to our user data is still extremely narrow, right? Because lots of app developers and advertisers still have pretty unfettered access to that data. Is that the kind of loophole that this would try to close?
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's the exact type of behavior this bill is aimed to regulate.
Do you have a sense of how much it might cost for a company to adapt to a law like this?
Yeah, it definitely will depend on size and then also how you implement. You know, this is a California regulation. It applies to California consumers. But, you know, for many companies, they'll have to apply this across the board. They won't have enough information to determine who's in California or who's not. And even if they did, it might not make practical sense. So this is, you know, something that's going to have a nationwide impact. And if you think about what happened for GDPR, we got numbers that were, you know, anywhere from $1 million to $10 million in terms of what it would cost to implement. And I think we'll see numbers that are similar here because you have kind of the same type of cost. You have project management costs, technical infrastructure, legal fees, because you have to pay your lawyers to help advise on these things. And then the business cost of kind of changing what your program looks like.
Data is an industry, right? There are companies who essentially founded themselves on the idea that data would be their revenue stream. Do you think we are getting to the point where regulation might become a deterrent for data as a business plan?
I don't know if it'll be a deterrent. I just think the structure and the model of the plan will have to change. I think historically, a lot of this has gone on behind the scenes and hasn't been appropriately communicated to the consumer. And you don't see me, but I have quotes around appropriate because it's really hard to communicate what happens online and what happens with data. It's hard to do that in a privacy policy or a notice. It's hard enough to do it when you explain it one-to-one. So how do you educate consumers on what happens with their information so that they can make educated choices about what happens? So I think data-driven business moves forward, but what shape it takes and how that model looks, I think, is a big question mark.
Jessica Lee is a partner at the law firm Loeb & Loeb, advising clients on data privacy regulations. And now for some related links. Check our website, marketplacetech.org, for some stories about this back and forth around the California law. You heard Jessica Lee tell us that one thing this bill does is really broaden the definition of the, quote, sale of data to include all kinds of transmissions of information that have some monetary value attached. So I threw a link in to this bill that's being considered next week by the Senate Judiciary Committee. It's called SB 753. It would amend the California Privacy Act to say it's totally fine if a business passes along to another business harmless information like an online advertising ID or your IP address that shows where you're using your phone or computer, maybe a web cookie that shows your browsing history, information about the device you're using, or, quote, any unique identifier. All that would be fine as long as the reason the company is sharing that information is so that the third-party company can show you an ad or see how well the ad is working. It is my understanding, yes, that this is the exact reason all our personal information gets shared, so that seems like a pretty big exemption. The bill also says that the third party who got your information in order to advertise to you definitely cannot share or sell that information to anyone else, like a third party, unless that company also wants to serve you an ad. Some privacy advocates have pointed out that this would effectively exempt Google and Facebook's entire business model, which, again, would seem to defeat the purpose. So like we said, California's entire privacy law, still a work in progress. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
Hi, I'm Zach, and I listen to Marketplace in Arlington, Virginia. I think what I appreciate the most about Marketplace is their ability to take the economic news of the day, issues such as tariffs, rate hikes, and tax reform, cut through the political noise, and clearly and concisely explain not only how these issues affect our country and the rest of the world, but how they impact people like me. I hope you'll consider joining me as a Marketplace investor and donate today at marketplace.org to help make their work possible.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.